back, rock and roll.
We're going.
All right. Hey, good evening. I'm going to call the meeting to order. If you wouldn't mind joining me in the Pledge of Allegiance, I'd appreciate it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I stumbled over ready to begin.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So we call to order, we've said the pledge, and the roll call shows that all members, if you wouldn't mind showing all members present, and our guest from planning is?
Lorna Fegley.
All right, great. All right, so, all out there. So any items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item on the agenda at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take any private conversations outside the room. Okay, let's see, where are we? Public comment, move to the public comment area. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Listed at the end of this agenda. Comments may be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. So at this time, if there's anybody that would like to take advantage of public hearing? Nope, seeing none, we'll close it. Move to entertain the approval of the minutes of May 26.
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, moving on to approval of this agenda items. I don't have any recommendations other than noting that item 3 is being continued till the next meeting.
No.
Oh, July 8th.
July 28th.
It says July 8th. Oh, okay. 28th. July 28th in the body of the letter. Okay.
Yes. And the Board of County Commissioners on August 19th.
Okay. Yeah, the title probably needs to be changed. But anyway, okay, Mr. Oh, wait, I've got to go to a vote.
Move to approve with tabling item number 3.
All right, motion is before us. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, Mr. Shannon, any items?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, great. All right, let's move on. So we'll call up the first item, which is a use permit. UC-26-301, is there an applicant for that item? All right, if you mind getting ready, and let me read this into the record. It's UC-26-0301, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo V, LLC, lease its use permit for proposed recreational or entertainment facility in conjunction with an existing office, warehouse, and distribution facility on 21.59 acres in an industrial park zone within the airport environment's AE-60 overlay, generally located north of Warm Springs Road and west of Tenaya Way within Spring Valley. All yours. Name, rank, and serial number, and spell your last name.
My name is Pregnas Patel, last name P-A-T-E-L.
address as well for the record.
For?
7560.
7560.
Guam Springs.
Guam Spring Road.
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113.
All right, and for the record, for the individual that spoke, your name, and if you could spell the last name.
My name is Mona Patel, last name P-A-T-E-L, and the address is 7560 West Warm Springs Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113.
All right, thank you. All yours? Did you need the board or not? It doesn't
no.
look like you do. All right, go ahead.
No.
So we're proposing that the building that we're leasing gets used for a pickup-off facility, an indoor pickup-off facility, as we see it's an immense need with our weather and temperature, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay. All right, let's go. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. So if you can sit just for a little bit, we'll open up to the public. Any member of the public that would like to address or comment on the presentation? Seeing no mad rush to the front of the room.
He's with us.
Sorry.
You're late. That's all right. Bring him back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Just a standard pickleball facility?
We're opening, yes. Yes.
And what's in there currently?
It's just a warehouse building being built right now. So it's a vacant land.
So it's currently under
construction. Currently under construction. Yeah. And I think originally it was zoned for warehouse use.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to change it to recreation sport.
Or you don't have any residential around
you?
No.
Right. It's all warehousing right now. And so we're just trying to change it for a recreation indoor pickleball facility. So, and everything's going to be indoor.
And the master lease allows for recreational use.
And then, so since you spoke, you need to identify who you are,
sorry.
Name, rank, and
name,
name
and address for the public record, please. And spell your last name.
My name is Jonathan Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S. Address is 3042 South Durango.
All right, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I would make a motion to approve.
All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to ET-26-400048. Let me read this into the record. It's TM-23-500071-PN, Inc. Tentative map, first extension of time, consisting of 47 lots and common lots on 6.1 acres in an RS3 TAT 3 residential single family 3.3 zone. Oh, you can go. Okay. Generally located on the north side of Patrick Lane and the west side, and the west side of Cimarron Road within Spring Valley. Mr. Celeste, just address the extension of time.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste. Address 1980 Vessel Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Pulte Homes. About a little over 2 years ago, we came before this board and ultimately County Commission for Land Use Entitlements, what was formerly Department of Aviation property that was auctioned off and obtained our entitlements to build essentially two single-family subdivisions here, each with a cul-de-sac. During our improvement plans, we have been working with Clark County Public Works and Drainage and Flood Control on this flood easement right here. In conjunction with that, it has delayed some of our civil improvement plans, but that has now all been worked out with Public Works, Flood Control. We are coming up on the expiration of the tentative map that maps the 47 lots. So it is our first extension of time to allow us to continue with the mapping, civil improvement. We need to get the civil improvement plans approved, and then we can go into final map recordation. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval.
All right, thank you. All right, bringing it to the public, opening the comments for the public. Anybody that would like to speak or address the presentation that just made? Seeing no one, I'll close the public comment period. Bring it to the board. Are there any questions from members of the board?
This is strictly our fun bureaucratic nonsense holding you up, right?
Yeah, we're just, we're working with, so this is easement that had to be approved. We're working with them. Everyone's But yes, we...
Big fat technicality.
Yeah, we just need to, yeah, we can't move on without this extension, but we're ready to, yes.
Justine, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
So the drainage study is complete?
Yeah, so we're, yes.
What exactly is it?
So right through here is a Clark County, going to be a maintained flood control right here. So portions of our property that butted, so we had to work with Public Works and Flood Control on the design of that, the tapering, et cetera, and how it impacts our flood, our drainage study as well. So that took a little bit of time to coordinate with them. That has now been coordinated. We are coming up against the deadline to report a final map. We can't do that until our civil improvement plans are approved, and they're just about there, so that's where we are.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions regarding the extension of time? All right, seeing none, I'm open for a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion has been made to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's see. Moving on to general business. Mr.
Shepard. Happy to see you, Mr. Chair.
All right, great. All right. Now we come to the period of comments by to the general public. Is there any member of the general public who would like to make a comment about items that is not on the agenda? All right, seeing no mad rush, I'll close the comment period. Our next meeting is June 30th, noting that Mr. I was going to say your last name, but Patrick.
Dearson.
Dearson, that's it. I was going to say Dickerson. But anyway, Patrick will not be here. But so if anybody does anticipate not attending, please let Carmen know as soon as possible. And Carmen's not going to be here either, so. All right. Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Motion has been made to adjourn at 6:12. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 We would have been